This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
If you've ever shopped online, you've definitely noticed that purple Shop Pay button. It has become a universal symbol for a fast and secure checkout experience. Well, that button is actually the engine behind the scenes because it means a store is powered by Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of brands around the world. From global names to people launching their very first business. With hundreds of beautiful templates, you can build a store that matches your brand without touching a line of code. You can manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing.
And that iconic purple Shop Pay button? It's why Shopify has the best converting checkout on the planet, helping reduce abandoned carts and boost sales. Your customers already know it, trust it, and love it. If you want to see fewer abandoned carts, it's time to head over to Shopify.
Sign up for your €1 a month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. And see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of the podcast, we want to give a big shout out and let you know about an amazing offer from our friends at Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. If you've been thinking about upgrading your stairs and landing, well, they've an amazing offer that is on right now. A full stairs and landing package for just €500, reduced from €1,099. And that is for any stairs and landing up to 16 square yards. That'll cover most houses, especially yours.
That would cover my literally whole house and garden.
It probably would. Anyway, it includes high quality canvas back carpet and heavy duty underlay. Everything you need, all in, £500. What a deal.
Now, also, because I did this once and I wouldn't recommend it to anybody, I thought I was being cool. I thought it was Bob the Builder, and I decided to measure the landing myself when I was getting it carpeted, and I got it completely wrong. Like, I measured it in millimetres and gave it to him in inches. So the reason I'm saying that is because they will actually offer a free complimentary measure and sample service anywhere in Dublin, because it's very hard to measure carpeting.
It is, yeah.
You think it was an easy job, but it's not.
No, it is actually.
But they come along and they go, oh yeah, I have that. So why not go along to their showrooms? They have two showrooms. They have one in Harmonstown Road, Raheny, and the other one is on the Upper Main Street in Rush. Or if you don't want to go to showrooms because you don't like showrooms, because maybe you have a showroom phobia, you can visit their
website. Who has showroom phobias?
Ah, but there's someone. Oh, I can name one person.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. If you have a showroom phobia.
Yeah, showroom Sean, we call him. Afraid of showrooms. You can visit their website, carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com. That's Carpet Luxury. They wanted to get a longer email address or website, but it just wasn't working. So
carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com is the website address.
And but I would recommend going into the showrooms, because you need to feel the stuff. You need to feel it.
So it's for a limited time only. You can transform your stairs and landing for just €500. In fact, my missus sent me a message yesterday telling me to go over, and I never went over, so I might go over today. Anyway, there you go.
Do you always do what you're told?
Normally. Yeah,
good man. And sorry, can we just say as well, on this podcast today, we will be giving away another copy of, it's not a copy of a mug, is
another
it?
Copy
that's,
of a mug,
that's a stupid thing to say, a copy of a mug.
We will be giving away
a photocopy of our mugs,
another one of our Opinions Matter travel mugs at the very end of this episode. On the last episode we gave away one. We asked you to send a WhatsApp voice note and we got this one.
Hi lads, the answer to the question today is Mo, who is now living in Sweden, the home of ABBA, Swedish House Mafia and IKEA. Thank you from Usher McCourt in Leixlip, County Kildare.
There you go, Oisín. You've just won yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug. It's on its way to you. And thank you very much indeed for being such a regular listener to the podcast. If you would like to win your own Opinions Matter travel mug, reusable travel mug, stay listening to this episode. We will have another question for you at the very end.
There was actually a bus driver who was pulled up beside me earlier on today, obviously at the terminus. Mm-hmm. And he was drinking his, well, I don't know if it was tea or coffee, I didn't ask, but he was drinking it from an Opinions Matter because he beeped a horn at me and I turned around.
Oh, very good.
The mug.
Excellent. All right. Now, this is what we want to talk about on today's Opinions Matter. Lads, please don't mention my name or where I live. Just say Dublin 15. I want to talk about a neighbour of mine who is a Garda and he's been getting abuse thrown at him in public when he's even off duty over the fuel protest thing. I met him outside the shops yesterday and he was there with his wife shopping and two scumbags from the area shouting out of a car window at him, calling him a traitor, a pig, a sellout, anti-Irish and a coward. He told me that this has been happening non-stop, even when he's off duty. It's disgusting what's happening. He's entitled to a private life and not have scumbags shouting abuse at him when he's not even in uniform. Talk about this, but don't mention whereabouts in Dublin 15. Thanks very much indeed. Now, there was many, many videos doing the rounds last week of abuse that is being hurled at Gardaí.
And abuse that some Gardaí are hurling at field protesters as well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But the abuse has been very, very intense against Gardaí, calling them traitors, calling them...
That they're turning against the state.
Yeah, that you don't deserve... in fact, a lot of the protesters were saying, don't follow your instructions, don't follow your instructions. Now, what's a guard to do, for God's sake?
To people who say that the guards... So when the superintendent, whoever gives them their instructions, in the morning, so goes into the police station, he says, okay, today I want 20 of you. See you 20 lads, I want you down at the port and to guard the gates there and make sure that nobody goes through. Now, for anybody who thinks that a guard can turn around and say, fuck you, superintendent, I'm not doing that. You've obviously never held down a job. Because in any job, if you don't do what you were asked to do by a superior, you lose your job.
Absolutely.
So it's easy on...
And that's the way it should be.
It's easy on some of these clowns who have never held down a job. Oh, they should just say no, they should just say no. You try saying no to your boss. Like earlier on, my boss asked me to send an email to someone about something. I need you to send that email, Jeremy, before you leave today. Now, I said, fuck you. I don't want to... Now, I know we're not comparing like with like because it's a serious protest. But still, the bottom line is the guards can't pick and choose which jobs they decide to do. In the same way that if a guard... Like a guard, a friend of mine who works in the traffic corps, hates when he's put on bus lane duty. Absolutely hates it. Because he doesn't believe in the law. But when he's asked to go down to the bus lane on the South Circular Road to catch people driving up the bus lane, he does it because that is his job to do it. So if you're stupid enough to think that the guard, he can pick and choose what jobs, and calling them traitors, lads, like some of them were heavy-handed, some of them were arseholes. Like Sam Kelly is saying there, shame on guards for the way they treated people. Now, yes, shame on the ones that I saw in the videos for the way they treated people, but also shame on the people who are abusing them when they're off duty. So this guard in Dublin 15, going to the shop with his partner, not in uniform, on his day off, and we've had this discussion before about us. In the same way that you may disagree with things we say on the podcast, you have no right, and remember it happened to me about a year ago, your woman on, was it Dawson Street or something, she threw her bread roll at me and started abusing me in front of my kids because of something I said in the podcast. Whatever somebody does in work should not translate to when they're outside work. So
this is a guard who's on his day off. He's not in uniform. We don't even know if he was involved in policing the protest.
Sorry, just Stephen is saying, again, I stand with the protesters. This is not what it's fucking about, Stephen, okay? Move on. This is not about standing with the protesters. We stand with the protesters. Everybody stands with the protesters. This is not what it's about. This is about a member of An Garda Síochána who we don't know whether he pepper sprayed anybody.
I don't even know if he was involved in policing the protests. Except he is a Garda.
Yeah.
And he's obviously known locally as a Garda. I've even heard of children of members of the force being abused by their peers.
Really?
Because your dad's a Garda. Now, that's absolutely disgusting that it's getting that entrenched that kids are slagging other kids because their dad is a Garda.
And these people who say, oh, we don't need the guards, we don't need the guards. Who do you ring when your house is broken into or you're attacked? You ring the guards. And imagine a country without An Garda Síochána. We'd have a purge, literally, wouldn't we?
100%.
We'd have people out doing whatever they want to everybody, walking into shops. We'd have a permanent riot in the place. So yes, nobody is denying that there isn't arseholes in the guards. There are power-tripping arseholes in An Garda Síochána. We can all agree on that. But to verbally abuse, and I want you just to repeat what those two scumbags, and that's what they are, And that's not me being against the Irish people. I'm for the Irish people. I'm against scumbaggery and scumbags. What did they shout at him as he was outside the shop with his partner?
They called him a traitor, a pig, a sellout, anti-Irish and a coward. Now, Stephen just commented there a second ago, if the guard wasn't a prick, I'm sure he'd be okay.
No,
in other words, implying that that this guard was only shouted at because he'd been a prick. We don't actually know that. We do know that he is a Garda, and that's it. And he's being abused on the street when he's even off duty. I want to play just a little bit of a video, one of the videos that we did the rounds last week involving the guards. And just have a listen to the way in... Now, this guard was actually on duty and he was literally shouted at constantly.
What's that about?
In the fucking car, fuck off.
Fuck off, tell you one thing.
You're a disgrace, guard. You're a fucking disgrace. You're a disgrace.
And they go on and on and on and on and on for about three minutes in that video, calling the guard a traitor, calling him a sellout.
You wouldn't do that to a member of the NYPD. Or you know who you wouldn't do it to? The police in Spain.
No, you certainly Jesus, wouldn't. You certainly wouldn't.
You blink twice at them and you get a baton over
Absolutely.
The head.
Absolutely. Look, they're still at it. Look, still going on.
This is not going away.
And they literally shouted at this Garda for ages. Traitor, sellout, you name it, they shouted it at him.
But I will say, at least that guard was on duty. So
yes.
That's one thing, giving a jip to a guard who's on duty. But when a guard is off duty, getting abused when he's at the shop with his partner, trying to go in and buy some messages, and he's getting two scumbags going by in a car shouting abuse on him. That is not on. That is not on.
And that's the question that we're asking you. Do you believe that Gardaí, whether on duty or off duty, are fair game for the public to shout at them and hurl abuse at them in the wake of the protests that we saw, or for any reason whatsoever? Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let's kick off with a WhatsApp voice note from Martin.
Afternoon, lads. Won't make it on today. No, I suppose it comes with the territory, doesn't it, when you're a guard? You're going to be open to that sort of abuse. I'm not saying it's right, by the way, but it's not a new thing either. There was a video there going around not so long ago of around here of a guard and some scumbag giving him hassle, asking him, does he still live on a certain street? Does his kids still go to a certain school? And all of this. So it's not a new thing. I can understand that there's people angry now at the minute, and I do believe the guards did sell out. But again, what are they supposed to do? They could end up getting pensioned, well, not even pensioned off, losing their pension, the whole lot over it. People saying, oh, they took their overtime and all this, and they did. I think it's disgraceful what happened there at the weekend of the protest, bringing down the LPS, and they'd only love to come down and hammer a few Irish lads, you know? But, no, I don't. I think leave it off. If he's out in public with his kids and he's off duty, should be off limits.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, thanks, Anthony. A lot of people believe that if you're a member of An Garda Síochána, unfortunately, one of the downsides is the sort of abuse that you can get from the general public. What do you say to that?
The Garda do not deserve any abuse from these scumbags, from these idiots who think the Garda were wrong to stop those protesters who were holding the country to ransom, being scumbags, blocking the roads, blocking the refineries. My nephew nearly got hit by a car thanks to those fucking idiots. If you ask me, the Garda should have stopped those idiot protesters days before they actually did. And people are moaning, saying, oh, they were heavy-handed, they were pepper spray people. You know, pepper spray people who didn't deserve it. And if I was teacher, the Garda would have dealt with them a lot quicker than they did, and they would have used any force necessary to stop that kind of crap.
Okay, well, fortunately you're not our Taoiseach. A lot of people have issues with the Gardaí, not just regarding these protests, in general, with how heavy-handed they can be at times. And they get dogs abuse when they're out doing their job from a lot of people. But when you hear people say, well, it's part of the job, it comes with the territory if you're a Garda, what do you say to them?
No Garda should be abused. And all these idiots more that the Garda are heavy-handed. Do you not see what happens in the US or in Spain, other countries, what police do there? If people are breaking the law, they're a lot more heavy-handed here. So our Garda are pretty much tame in comparison to all of that.
So you don't believe they deserve... So what's your reaction when you hear the abuse that this off-duty guard was getting on the streets?
It's absolutely disgraceful. He was getting abuse like that from scumbags who support traitors to this country that were holding the country to ransom. And over the weekend, the Muslim Sisters of Aya were being harassed by racist scumbags when they were feeding the homeless. It was the Garda who showed up and had to chase the bigots off. Right? The Garda were enforcing the law. Would they rather the law not be enforced and we just have fucking anarchy and chaos like the fucking Purge movies? These idiots who hate the Garda. I tell you why they hate the Garda, because in their past they were criminals, so they just hate the Garda for coming down on them or their family who have been troublemakers in the past. That's what it is. They have a clear bias and hatred of the Garda who enforce the law. The Garda
and when you hear, because
wrong.
I've heard of a number of examples of this, that children of members of An Garda Síochána being harassed by other kids their age because mammy or daddy is a Garda. What do you think of that?
That is just heartbreaking. That is completely unacceptable. I mean, it's children. What the hell is wrong with these other kids who are bullying the children of Garda? Are they being told to bully these kids by their parents because their parents are scumbags who hate the Garda? I wonder if that's what's going on. Those kids are bullying those Garda children because their parents are scumbags. That's what I wonder.
Okay, so you believe that anybody who would harass or shout at a Garda and call him a traitor, a pig, a sellout, anti-Irish, a coward, all of that, when you hear of a Garda being abused like that, you believe that the only people hurling abuse like that are absolute scum of the earth?
Yes, scum of the earth and traitors and troublemakers to this country. And I think the Garda need to be more firm in dealing with criminals like that. If I was Taoiseach, they would just be more heavy-handed when people are causing trouble. They would just be stopping this crap, putting an end to vile racism. The Garda are not allowed to do their jobs properly. That's why we have a problem in this country of criminals running amok, because the Garda are not given the power they need to enforce the law and punish the troublemakers who deserve to be punished, who need to be punished.
All right, stay there for a second, Anthony, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. He's saying that the guards aren't heavy-handed enough, and the only people that would ever hurl abuse or call the Gardaí names are absolute scum of the earth.
No, I think anybody with a pair of eyes can see that there's heavy-handedness on both sides, yeah? And in fairness, the vast majority of the few protesters, I'm talking about the legitimate ones, I'm not talking about the far-right agitators that jumped on that bandwagon, yeah? I'm talking about the genuine protesters, yeah? Were very peaceful and not abusive at all. And then, of course, like with anything, as soon as you see the like of, what's his name, the dog kicker, what's his name, turning up at the protest?
Dwyer, yep. Yeah, you know you're Dwyer, in trouble.
And all those waste of spaces turning up at the protest, you know. And they literally hop on any bandwagon. They didn't care about the fuel costs for any of those people. But the genuine protesters, yeah, mm-hmm. The genuine truck drivers, farmers and all that, the vast majority were not abusive.
Yeah, but I could argue with you that the Gardaí, for example, when they cleared O'Connell Street in the early hours of the morning, they didn't do it in a heavy-handed way. They just used a megaphone and said, move back, move back, move back. There was no heavy-handedness at all, and they cleared O'Connell Street.
In fact, we're going to talk to a regular listener, Jay, in a few minutes, who's a truck driver, and says they were fine, the Gardaí were fine.
Niamh, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Niamh?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Niamh. What did you want to say on this? Is it just par for the course if you're a Garda to get abuse on the streets, off the streets, when you're on your day off?
No, I don't think anyone should get abused. No one should get abused. But I kind of understand why they're getting abused with the protests, because guards can have their own little private strike. They can call in sick. They don't have to tell their protesters to go home or disrupt them, but no one should get abused. I just don't think the guards should have been coming out in such force.
What should the guards do? If that was their instructions, go out and clear that barrier outside the oil refinery, or get out there and clear O'Connell Street.
I don't think they should have done anything very heavy-handed. Maybe talk to them. I don't think they should have been pushing them away pepper spraying them.
When Gardaí, for example, got instructions from their superiors to get in there and clear out O'Connell Street, get them all out of O'Connell Street, this has gone on long enough.
Well, I think they always
have to
do...
Are they meant to turn around and say, no, I'm not doing that?
Well, they have a choice as well. They do have a choice. They don't have to do everything at all. Like, there's some things they have to do that you don't want to do, but I don't think they should have done that, because they're taking abuse too long from the government. They're taking it as well. Everyone's taking it. So we have to put a stop to something at some point.
So what?
I don't think they should.
Members of the force should have just said, no, I'm not doing that.
They should have just gone out and maybe just, you know, stood there. But I don't think they should have got rid of them.
And what, just leave them there forevermore?
Well, yeah, until the government does something for us.
Just want
to, but they're being affected by it too. I know it's their job. I know that's the point too.
And that's the point we were making at the very start.
One of my mates who's a guard, yeah, and was involved in the protests as well. I don't think, from what I know about him, he's not an abusive guard. But he,
I think the guards have got anything wrong with it as
but
well.
But hang on, he hates. But he supported the fuel protests as well, because he drives a lot in his own car. He's sick of paying for fuel. But when he was asked by his superior to go on the front line, he had to. And I'm just looking up here the rules on it. A member of an Garda Síochána is required to obey lawful orders from superiors, and refusing such an order constitutes...
But maybe that was a sick day he should have done. Maybe take a sick day.
It constitutes a breach of discipline under the Garda Síochána Discipline Act of 2007. So they have
take a few sick days.
You know, all leave was cancelled over last weekend because the Garda knew that they were going to have to clear the barricades outside the oil refineries. They were going to have to clear O'Connell Street. So all leave was cancelled. But you think guards should have just said, no, I'm not doing that.
Just take a sick day, yeah. I don't think they should have done it. I think they should have let the people push the government to do something and just take a sick day, whatever. Just, I know I don't agree with what they've done. I know it's their job, but sometimes don't do it.
Okay, that point you're making, Niamh, about the guard taking a sick day. Supposing the guard, say today a guard took a sick day, yeah? And you were assaulted coming out of the shops or whatever, walking down the street, yeah? And a guard couldn't get on there on time because a guard had pulled a false sickie day, you'd probably be singing a different tune, wouldn't you?
Well, you know, the guard aren't going to come out all the time either, so I kind of wouldn't be too surprised if they didn't come out.
Yeah, but if every guard was to, say, tomorrow, if every guard was...
Well, I don't understand, in the circumstances, if they didn't come out that day because there was a protest on and they just took a sick day. I don't understand.
All right, stay there for 1 second. But you don't agree with somebody getting a beating?
Abuse. No.
Yeah.
I just think the guards were pawns in the system too.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Niamh. Our number is 085-825-2626. Now, let's bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Jonathan.
Good afternoon, lads. Sorry, I couldn't come on. Got caught back into work there a bit early. But just thought I'd send you a quick voice note. Now, my problem is guards following unlawful orders. And that's what's happening here. They've been given unlawful orders and they're following them. Now, while I don't agree with guards being abused with their families, I do believe they should be held responsible. And Jeremy, you sending an email to your boss is not going to put some lad in hospital, cracked to the head with a baton or pepper sprayed and beaten up. Come on, start putting this stuff in context. Anthony's on there now where there's extreme views that this man has. He is an absolute extremist is what he is. Doesn't believe in law and order. He's just an anarchist in his own right. And I do believe that the guards should be held responsible, not to mention they're bringing down the PSNI into this country again to police Irish people. This government has a lot to answer for. And I have one more question for you, Sue. Do you think it's right that the army was sent out to the streets of this country without the president or Helen McEntee saying a word about it? Because let's not forget, the president of this country is the head of the armed forces and the Irish Defence Forces. And we haven't heard a thing from this woman in the week that's been going on in this country. It's an absolute shame that she never opened her mouth once. But like I said, I think they have to be held responsible. I don't agree with abusing them when they're out with their children and their families. That's off limits. But they definitely should be held responsible for following unlawful orders, as far as I'm concerned, because that's what's happening here now. it's heavy-handed tactics by the state. But again, just for Anthony while he's on there, he is an extremist in his own right. And thank fuck we don't have the likes of him in charge.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Jay, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jay?
Can you hear me?
Yep, can hear you perfectly. How are you getting on? What did you want to say on this?
There's a lot of misinformation there. The Gardaí were absolutely amazing for the 5 days we were there. They really, really were. I couldn't fault them enough. That's being honest with you.
And when you say you were there, were you in O'Connell Street for most of it?
Yeah, I brought Conway up from the Midlands up to O'Connell Street, spent there Tuesday. With my son, I had to do something Wednesday, then went back Thursday, Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday morning went up. Sunday morning was an absolute joke. Because we'd made it clear all week, if we were given a section out, I told them, no, we'd know, no problem, no questions asked. And as soon as they gave it to us, we said, yeah, okay, no problem. So they brought out all of that just for show, and there was only one TV camera out, and that was RTE, and I'd say that was because they were hoping to get trouble. We basically said, yeah, okay, no problem. There was a chance to move.
Okay, and they did move everybody, it seemed.
They didn't move. No, they did not move anybody. We left. We left. We were asked by a guard to leave, and we said, okay, we are not violent, we are peaceful.
I did see some videos of people shouting at the guards when they were asking them to go down, was it Abbey Street or one of those streets?
Were they truck or tractor protests, or were they them fucking idiots that came up Saturday morning with their tricolour?
I'd say they were the latter,
that came up. Yeah, because they came up Friday and they came up Saturday and we ran them. We got rid of them. We told the guards we wanted nothing got to do with them.
Okay, so...
Sorry, would you like to comment on the video coming out from Kerry of the guard and her husband?
I've seen that as well. I have seen that as well. It is disgusting. I agree.
Sorry, what is this? Because I haven't seen
this. This is a video of an off-duty guard and her husband, and they're driving past one of the protests and what she didn't call the protesters. Now, she wasn't on duty. She was an off-duty guard.
So it's okay because she's not on duty. It's okay because she's not on duty, but we say anything to them when they're not on duty. What about them?
Now, how did that video get released?
That's a good question.
Well,
actually.
I mean, that's she. You're her fucking sick husband, and he's the guard. Took the video and sent it out, and wonder how it got out.
Jesus.
Come on. Come on. These are the people we're trusting here, people. And as for that Andy fellow, I don't think anybody on your podcast listens to him. He's a waste of fucking space. He's never had a job. He's never contributed to anything. And all he does is come on here and say how bad the people are. Well, for the people out there who this morning went to the pumps and filled up their cars and their vans, I know it was only 10 cents, 15 cents or whatever, but it's a better than that.
Okay, so in answer to the message that we got from this guy talking about his neighbour's friend who, as an off-duty guard, is getting dogs abuse. And in fact, there were memes going around encouraging, like there's one a meme it says, this is the uniform of a traitor to the people and a brain dead low IQ coward. I don't know if you saw that one, Jason.
We've seen them all, but you always get these fucking idiots, Adrian. You know that, and we know the ones we're talking about. The guys that were protesting are looking after us. They're from the country. They're farmers' sons and daughters and truckers' sons and daughters. These cops raised their shout up going and saying, they're the ones with the means. They're the ones that were trying to shout us down. They were the ones coming down and saying, oh, why don't you protest fucking Trump? We said, that protest is going up in Balls Bridge. Off you go. This is for petrol. This is for diesel. This is for home heating oil. Like, I can't fault the guys. I really can't. From the time I met them in Kinnegad, he took me number, asked me what was our plan. We told him. He got us all the way to the city, all the way to O'Connell Street. He kept an eye on us for the few nights, made sure our trucks weren't interfered with. I mean, looked after us. So, some of the lads were able to go home and leave their trucks there, left their keys and their numbers with the guys. I cannot fault them in an instant. I met some lovely lads and some lovely girls. And farting ones. Some of the farting ones are gas. They thought we were all second mad with our tractors in the city centre.
So, okay, the guards don't deserve any abuse then when they're off duty.
It's heavy-handed in Cork. I think that 14-year-old young boy getting pepper spray with a stand. I mean, I can only imagine because I had my son with me. I think you've seen the pictures, Jeremy. I had my son with me. First label for getting up there and standing for what he believes in. But for that need to come on and call us down names, you were scumbags. This, I've seen one name, the Dole people are back again. Well, I tell you, we drive some pretty expensive equipment for people on the fucking Dole.
Let me ask you a question then, as regards the protest. And as you said, a number of heads arrived to basically hijack the whole bloody thing with their tricolours. Is that what basically brought that O'Connell Street protest to an end? The arrival of those heads with their flags?
Yeah. They knew. Like, Saturday, we had a great atmosphere there Friday and Saturday when we walked that coffin up. Like, we got the respect from the guards as well. They stopped the traffic. The riot squad met us outside the Lambster House, when we walked up with the coffin. Did they get the spring one baton? We done what we had to do. We took our 5 minutes there. We said thank you to them. We turned on our heels and we walked back to O'Connell Street. We got an escort back to O'Connell Street off the guards. Like, we've done, like, we can't fault them and they can't fault us. They tried to hijack, so it was tried to be hijacked. And we weren't putting up with it. I mean, the lads themselves told them lads to fuck off. Every time they came down, we gave them a few minutes and they told them the job's on. This was all for trucks. And when they started talking the shit, we blew our horns.
Okay, and the bottom line is, that's probably why the protest was broken up on Saturday night, Sunday morning, because that sort of element was starting to arrive, basically.
Political was broken up. They couldn't be seen to be losing. You must remember, Micheál Martin is the president of the EU this year, from July, okay? He cannot be seen to be bound down to his people. He has to be able to say that he can crush his people when Europe says crush.
Okay, but getting back to what's happening to this guard in Dublin 15, I know, I'm asking you this question and I know the answer, yeah.
Absolutely.
But there are people, actually, now it's gas, you know, people on social, on our Facebook page, they're all ballsy on their keyboards. Yeah, fuck the guards.
Oh, yeah,
I throw eggs at the guards if I saw them. But I think most, you know, like-minded people would condemn that sort of behaviour and say that an off-duty guard...
Jeremy, they will be the first ones to ring when the big bad boy comes to clip them around the ear. Who's the first one to ring? The big bad guard at the all. You know me. You've been talking to me a long time. I think you know most of me. I've had up and downs with the guards all my life. Do I respect them? Yeah, damn right. Because if we didn't have them, we'd have anarchy.
Agreed.
Stay there for 1 second. Let me go to Lee. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lee?
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Lee. What do you want to say on all this?
No, I don't agree with like the harassment of the guard, especially off duty. And I do have the utmost respect for the guards. And what I saw, and it's a bit hard to look at things online because you don't know what's true or false.
Absolutely.
But from what I could see, in Dublin City Centre, there was a great communication with the guards. The protest, the peaceful, genuine protesters that were there were working with the guards. They were doing a great job.
And we just heard that from Jay just before you, saying exactly that, and he was there most of the week.
Yeah. I couldn't attend it, and I would have been if I could have been there, I would have been. But I have a lot of respect for the guards. I think the vast majority of them are absolutely brilliant. And I think like everything in every job, you have a minority that you go, oh, you shouldn't have done that. You know, that way. And I think in my case, heavy-handed. And I'll just give you an example of that.
Okay,
this is
on,
where I've been coming from. So in Whitegate, when there was a viral footage video again, I can only go on what, you know, I'm careful as to what I say in that respect. But apparently, what I saw was a man being dragged out of the tractor, and there was a couple of guards obviously trying to remove him from the tractor.
I saw the video myself, yeah.
Right? But the foot that was raised, I thought it was taken aback by that, by one of the guards, whatever, if it was CSNI, whatever. And I think that's the other thing with this. It was very confusing as to who the hell was his. Like, they calling in the army? Are they not? Is that the army? So that's where I was at. But when that member of whichever force, let's say it was, he raised his foot and shoved it and kicked it right down. I don't see a need for that now. That guy was already outnumbered and on the ground and being dragged. You know that way?
And again, by the way, the PSNI were not used in the Republic of Ireland during the protest.
That's what I mean. I don't even know who it was. Okay. Well, whichever the guard then, or the, you know, whoever it was, the guard then. But from the vast majority, as I said, they did amazing work. They were brilliant. And I don't agree with the verbal, what would you say, slur or attacks on them. especially when they're off duty. No more than, like, say, with the Taoiseach, or not Taoiseach, Simon,
having protests outside his house and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't agree with that. If you have a problem, I think personally, I think everyone's directing their anger at the wrong people, because at the end of the day, they have a job to do. That's what they're employed at. That's what they were ordered to do. But I don't agree with that individual using his foot force down when the guy was already down.
And again,
you know, so there's a degree of responsibility in every job.
I did see that video as well. It seemed fairly tough. But the only thing I would say is he wasn't getting out of that tractor easily.
He was outnumbered, and he was going to be taken out. And they have to be removed from there, let's be honest. But it was a case of, I feel, the government unnecessarily drawn it out to over a week, not responding. Like, at one point, I was even sitting here going, what the hell are they going to do? Are they going to come out with anything? The reaction was so slow, but it just led to everything, pressure building up, temper spraying, and just tensions rising to an unbelievable level. So I
just want to highlight, because you did bring it up, and a lot of people have said it to me over the last few days, that it's disgraceful that the PSNI were brought into
Where
this state.
Where did they
state.
Get that from?
Derek Blige put a video up the other day. I don't care what his name is. Reports are coming in that PSNI officers from Northern Ireland have been drafted in to help Gardaí, and that is literally fake news. But the problem with it is, it was seen by 114,000 people. And spread like wildfire, but it is not true. The PSNI have never been used in this state to help the Gardaí with anything. They never crossed the border. So it's absolutely fake news.
Yeah, but that prick just posts things without double-checking anything.
No, that's the point.
And that's why I'm saying you want to check and believe. You don't know what to believe.
But listen, you could ring someone or the likes of him, and say, there's a cruise ship full of Somalian refugees that just docked in Dublin, and there's 50,000 Somalian refugees about to get off the boat, and that would go up and people would believe it. People don't double check things anymore.
And that's the point. And the Gardaí issued a statement the other day saying, and Garda Síochána was in charge of all policing relating
to
the fuel
protest. I have to find that
protest.
Did he actually put that up on Twitter?
Apparently so, on the 11th of April.
Okay, we'll find it.
On Facebook, a Facebook video.
That the PSNI are on the streets of the capital.
That's what Derek Blige said.
Blige. And was there any photographic evidence of this?
No, I doubt it. Let's bring in more of your opinions, like Rob.
This is yet another situation where the guards are damned if they do and damned if they don't. If they did nothing and shit kicked off, they'd be accused of being too soft-handed. When they act like this, they're accused of being too hard-handed. Or too heavy-handed, I should say. You know, like, what are they meant to do?
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy? Sorry to break up. It's a PE party. Like, what's this? Is this a PE party for the Gardaí today? Is that where it is?
No, it's a statement of whether or not it's acceptable for a Gardaí to be abused when he is off duty or she is off duty.
I'm going to ask you an honest question, okay? And I heard a lot of people there today saying, oh, they were just doing their job, they were doing this, doing that, the other. So, say, for example, and we get it, you know, we've seen there, you know, many moons ago there, we've seen the points there and the outbreak there of the immigration and the I-Pass centres and what have you going on in the country. I remember the Gardaí, they're taking old people down onto the ground and pepper spraying everybody and this, that, the other. Now, thankfully, we didn't see it this time round. But a lot of people forget, like, it's okay for doing that. I'm okay, I was just doing my job, but... You know, I don't expect flack over it. Do you get what I'm saying here, guys? You know,
I'm going to stop you here with your little rant, okay? Let me just stop you here for a second.
It's not a little rant at the end of the day. They know quite well what they're doing at the end of the day, Jeremy.
Shush for a second,
So don't get excused just because they're doing their job, Adrian.
I'm going to put something to you then, okay? You are on this podcast, and we love when you come on the podcast, by the way, even though I disagree with a lot of you. Say, you're on this podcast quite a bit, yeah? And sometimes you might say stuff that is controversial and might upset people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be acceptable if someone, if you were out shopping with your daughter this afternoon or going for a coffee with your daughter.
I never said it was acceptable. No, you never even said whether I agree with it or not. I don't agree with anybody getting abused, but what I'm saying
sorry, John, your opening statement was, is this a pity party?
Yeah.
No, it's a pity party for the Gardaí, but, you know, I've heard everybody saying, oh, there were, some of them were all right. And then they're going back down to Wygate then and saying that, you know, they were heavy-handed and they were pepper spraying people. You see, you're either on the fence or you're not. You're either in or you're out, as far as I'm concerned, you know. What I'm saying is, and what my point is being here, guys, is there's no point telling me, oh, he was only doing his job, because that's bullshit as far as I'm concerned. He doesn't have to do that job if he doesn't want it. He can leave that job. There's plenty of other fucking jobs out there. You know, I can't turn around and tell my family tomorrow, I was doing my job. To my family tomorrow, if I was in Wygate as a guard, and I could turn around, and I couldn't turn around to my family and say to my family tomorrow, I was just doing my job last night. I got a bit heavy there, and I pepper sprayed a few people, and a few people got a bang of a few bats, or whatever it may be. You know, I'm just saying, just for example, how the fuck would I look? How would I look? I'd look like a right fucker now, wouldn't I? You see, this is the thing what I'm saying here.
Okay, but let me ask you, John. When you hear of a Garda outside a shop in Dublin 15 only yesterday being shouted at off-duty, he was with his wife and his kids, and two fellas described by the person who sent this message as scumbags, shouting out the car at him, calling him a traitor, a pig, a sellout, anti-Irish and a coward. What do you think of that?
I think it's horrible at the end of the day. You know, I don't think anybody, as I say,
I'm going to rephrase the question. Would you consider members of the Van Garda Síochána any of the following? Traitors, pigs, sellouts, anti-Irish or cowards?
Cowards. Some of them are cowards. All of them. Some of them.
So then, therefore, you're agreeing with the shite that came out of the car window at the guard?
I'm not agreeing with it. No, I didn't. And I didn't say I didn't. Don't be trying to put words in my mouth. And what I'm saying is, I've had my run-ins, what Jay said there. I've had my run-ins with guards as well. And some of them are pricks. And they'll always be pricks at the end of the day. That's as far as I'm concerned about this one. But what I'm saying is, you can't just spin it on this. I'm not being listened to, as I say. You can't just spin it that, oh, I was just doing my job. It's just not, it doesn't work like that. You can't just turn around and, as I said, bait someone one day with a baton and pepper spray them, and then the next day then just turn around and say, oh, well, I was just doing my job. It just doesn't fucking work like that.
A guard should refuse his instructions.
They could be turned around and said, listen, we don't want to get too heavy here, you know. It is a national protest. They're only here for their jobs themselves. They're only protecting their own livelihoods. You know, that's how peaceful
let me read a message that just came in from Ashley, just on what you're saying here. So what do people seriously expect? Guards to say, I'm not going to do what I'm told to do and get sacked for not doing their job. Is that what you expect?
I'm not expecting anything. And at the end of the day, as I said to you already, if and when these are people that, you know, that of course they're doing their job, I get that, but maybe it's time for another career break for them. You know, if I can, as I said to you already, I can't turn around and say to my family tomorrow, well, yeah, I was down in Wygate, we pepper sprayed a few people, but, you know, it got heavy handed, we dragged a few people out of tractors and onto the ground. You know, that's just doing my job. You know, how does it fucking
but again
sound?
This whole thing, as much as you don't like the Gardaí sometimes what they do, and we're all the same, I will revert again to that movie, The Purge, okay? Because that's... Have you ever seen the movie The Purge?
Of course I have.
Okay,
yes.
So you know what happens when there's nobody there to basically rein everybody in and to keep...
To uphold law and order.
To uphold law and order. What you have then is a purge. So if all the guards rang in sick, or if they said, well, you know what, we're not going to O'Connell Street. I'll tell you what would have happened last week had the guards all down tools and said, we're not going to O'Connell Street. The scumbags, not the protesters, by the way, the protesters are all ladies and gentlemen.
You heard the guy what you said, Charlie.
The scumbags would have got onto Snapchat and onto their WhatsApp group and said, there's no guards in the city centre. Let me finish. Are you stupid or something? I'm not talking about the protesters.
I'm stupid.
I'm talking about the scumbags, the opportunist scumbags.
I'm not. You can bring in the scumbags. No, you see, it didn't happen.
They would have.
So you can say it might or it did or it didn't. You know, you can say that, but it didn't happen, you see. Sorry, and they didn't let it happen.
You're not listening
they
to me.
Let it happen.
Had the guards have refused to go into the city centre to keep law and order the other day, the scumbags, and I'm talking about the opportunist criminals, would have all gone in and looted all the shops in the city centre, and that would have happened in the same way that happened during the riots. Thankfully,
we've seen what happened, Jeremy, and there's no point trying to spin this and trying to spin it that way.
I'm just saying facts.
As I'm saying to you,
it's important to listen to what Jay was saying. That all
what
week,
I'm saying is, Adrian, and what I will
but
say
praise
is
for the guards.
I get that, but what I'm saying is again and again, and I keep saying it. Oh well, I was just in there yesterday, pepper spraying people and doing, and it's my job to do it, and I have to do it. You know what I mean? You don't have to pepper spray people. Okay. I think that was implausible.
All right,
and again, as I say, people have to get the fuck off the fence at the end of the night.
All right, you made the point. Thanks, John. Sorka, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Sorka.
Hiya, how are you?
Good, thanks, Sorka. Is it reasonable that guards get abused on the streets when they're off duty?
No, I don't think they should be when they're off duty, no. I do think some of the reaction was warranted, though, for what had gone on. I don't think you can blame people. I was actually watching the live streams. I was up all night watching the lads in Galway, and it was too much. It was way too much on the people. Like, there was a regular clothes, like a guard in a Garda uniform, kept going up and having chats with them, and they were all, like, on the live stream talking to each other. You could hear the lads having a chat. The protesters, and they were saying, oh, he's all right, Jesher, we'll, you know, and they were trying to like work something out between them, you know what I mean? And then next minute, riot squad arrived and just like they had like a standoff with them for a long time, and then suddenly riot squad just they went bullying in on top of people, like, you know, it was just too much. So like I understand why people are like really angry about this, like, you know, and
okay,
was
there another way to clear a protest that won't move voluntarily? Was there another way other than barging through them?
I think conversation would have helped a lot more, because when there was a conversation had in Limerick, then those lads started, the stuff was coming out and they were letting petrol out. And
Sorka, the problem is, all the protesters, the genuine fuel protesters were peaceful, yeah? They were law-abiding, yeah. And they were peaceful, and yeah. they were courteous to the Gardaí. But what happened was, you had clingers on, you had people who joined the protest that couldn't give a damn about the, and they were just there to cause trouble and trying to blacken the name of the genuine protesters.
I can tell you straight up that the nights I watched Limerick live stream and Galway, there was none of that. Now I can tell you that out straight, there was none of that. They were literally ordinary people. I can't speak on Dublin, I don't know everybody that was up there, but I can definitely speak on Limerick and Galway. They were regular working people.
Good.
But you see, my problem is they were the ones who were dealt with the worst way.
And the problem we had was this false information spreading about the protests, and then people also hijacking what the protest was actually about. I heard one of those right-wing heads shouting the other day on a video, this isn't just about fuel, this is about getting immigrants out of Ireland. The people have risen and all this bullshit.
In fact, I'm looking at the video that Derek Bly posted on his Facebook page 4 days ago about the PSNI being involved, and Facebook didn't even take it down even though it was reported. There is a flag on the post when you go to it saying this is false information. Well, take the bloody video down. But it's scary to think that you could put up a blatantly false statement that the PSNI are...
And all that does is just rile people up.
Yeah, of course it does.
Well, you see, when I was listening, I think I might know where that came from. Now, I'm not saying he's right, but, you know, it wasn't definite information, but when I was watching the live streams, it sounded like there were very young girls, to be honest with you. There was young girls live streaming it, you know, and you could hear one of the girls saying to the other one, they've northern accents, and they actually started talking about it to each other while live streaming, and then people were commenting, oh my God, is that the PSN?
Jesus Christ.
That's how that starts.
Hang on, if you're from County Donegal, you can have a northern accent, for God's sake.
Yeah,
I'm not saying they weren't. I'm just saying this is how it starts.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
How stupid some people are, because a Garda has a northern accent.
By the way, he's not saying you.
So as far as you're concerned, in certain circumstances, the guards deserve the grief that they're getting because you believe they didn't handle it properly, but you don't approve or agree with them being shouted at on the street when they're off duty?
No, I don't. I think definitely they should be like called out in the proper way, like emails sent, do you know what I mean? Like complain, make complaints and stuff. I don't think a guard walking down the street with children should be screamed at or anything. Like, that's not right as far as I'm concerned. And all I do know is Limerick and Galway were not dealt with properly. Now, I can't speak on Dublin. I didn't watch any live streams of that, to be honest with you. I don't know what was going on there.
The vast majority.
You heard Jay on earlier on. He was there. He was on O'Connell Street and they all left, basically.
Yeah.
When the Gardaí rocked up.
Which is great. Nothing bad happened, but honestly, now the other people it just wasn't dealt with right at all. They pulled in on top of them and lots of women there, and it was just, and I think, I don't know, no protesters had their faces covered or anything. Like, it wasn't like they were trying to hide themselves because they're going to do something terrible. Do you know what I mean? They were all faces out. It was Riot Squad bullying in and their faces all covered. It just had a really bad feeling to it, watching it, to be honest with you.
All right, Sorka, thanks very much indeed for your call. Let me squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note that came in to us just a couple of minutes ago from Deborah.
Hey, I'm just wondering if you could ask a question then. I don't agree with the heavy-handedness from the guards, but I also don't agree with anybody abusing the guards, whether they're off-duty or on-duty. But also, look at the other side. Why is it okay for the guards that are off duty making Snapchat videos calling protesters scumbags, knackers, and fuck the Irish? Excuse my French for saying that word, but it's okay for them to do that. Now, with all due respect, those protesters that were out were good, decent people that were out. I was on O'Connell Street and I was with those protesters, and there wasn't a bother. There was all dancing, singing, everything else. So when heavy-handedness come in, it's going to rile up a lot of people. But also, you have the other side with the guards. Why is it okay for them to be off duty and to make Snapchat videos and call people those kind of names? Hard-working, decent people. People that pay their taxes. People that are struggling day-to-day basis. But it's okay for them, off duty, going down the motorway, calling every one of the Irish people scumbags, knackers. There's a question to be asking some of your followers.
I'd love to be able to ask that guard herself.
I agree with everything you're saying. I didn't hear about this video until about 20 minutes ago, and I managed to have a quick look at it, and I'm just at a loss. I also think how she posted that on, I don't know, was her, maybe her social media account was private.
I don't know how it got out.
It's bizarre. I assume,
like, that's screened off, that's filmed off another phone. Look.
Yeah, so I assume she forgot to post it privately or something like that.
Anyway, before we go, we have another Opinions Matter travel mug to give away, a reusable travel mug. We have a simple question for you. What is that question?
The question is, and I've mentioned this several times during the podcast, what movie did I mention? I literally only mentioned about 10 minutes ago when I was talking to John. Get your shit together, John. What movie was I talking about that I mentioned that the city centre would turn into if there was no Gardaí? What was the movie name? Great movie as well.
I can't even remember the answer to that question. And I don't have the ability to rewind.
What do you do? Just rewind.
Yeah. If you know the answer, send it in a voice note only, a WhatsApp voice note or a Facebook Messenger voice note. And send it to 085-825-2626. The question again is,
what movie did I reference about 10 minutes ago saying that there will be chaos? It'll be like that movie in the city centre.
Okay. A reusable travel mug could be yours if you can answer that question. Send a voice note only to 085-825-2626 with your name and your answer, and tell us why you'd love one of our mugs. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.